have over there the, it starts with Yanim of Shemitah, and then it finishes with Yanim of Mechomemka, and many of the halachas of Mechomemka you learn from here. The one of the key halachas, in other words, the key din of Mechomemka in terms of not fooling somebody else, you learn Filosonish as Amisoi, that a person is not supposed to fool somebody else, he's not supposed to cheat somebody else in business, and the halacha is applied to Shemitah as well, Filosonish as Amisoi, that you have, because there's Shemitah and there's evil, you have to figure out the years and so on and so forth. The so Lachura, the Kesha seems to be just a Mikradika Kesha. You have the Inyan of Shemitah Yovlis that creates an issue with business, and B'meila, you have the problems and the Torah has to warn you, and so on and so forth. But it's not Mistabit. I mean, the whole, the many of the halachas, most halachas of Mechomemka is learned over here. And more than that, Chazal darshan the word emuna. It applies to both parts of it. The inyan of Shemitah includes in itself a very strong component of emuna bitachon, and this is the strongest need for emuna is to leave it fallow for up to 3 years and so on. So you have emuna in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same word of emuna, nasasa v'nasata be'emuna, did you do business be'emuna, is here as well. So Chazal v'kaveya, one midah kilu, for both of them. The midah of emuna includes in itself the trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he'll give the parnas and so on. And emuna includes in itself the yashrus and so on of business. So it is one inyan actually. Chazal say, Gemara Shabbos, it says that the whole series of things why Yerushalayim was Nechrav, and one of the things that Nechrav Yerushalayim Atche Posku Anshe Amona. So the Gemara brings a stira, where I mean a pasuk where it says they were Anshe Amona, so the Gemara says this is in Torah, and this is in Masa Matan. In Masa Matan they were not Anshe Amona, in Torah they were Anshe Amona. It's interesting that the word Anshe Amon over there in Torah doesn't mean Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and keeping the mitzvahs and so on, but it means the, it says over there if you ask somebody a shaila and he didn't know it, he wouldn't say, he wouldn't pretend to know more than he knows, he wouldn't boast and so on. So the Gemara is mechalikit. There's Anshe Amon in Torah and there's Anshe Amon in the world of Mechomemka, this they weren't. But it's ki'ilu, the Chazal are listing it as two subdivisions of the same inyan. What's also fascinating is, I mean, we would think, learning Chazal, talking about Yerushalayim being Chorev, so we're talking about Anshe Emona, we would say that Anshe Emona in Torah would mean somebody who is not keeping Torah, he's not a maimon, he's a kaifa. And Chazal described the situation where you ask somebody what he learned, if he did learn, the person says he didn't learn, he knows, he doesn't know it. I mean, it's a wonderfully fine midah taiva that a person should be forthright about what he knows, what he doesn't know, what he learned, what he didn't learn. A person could be mashal somebody else in a shaila if he answers and he doesn't know. But, I mean, to call that, to put that on the same status, to call that anshe amana, people of emuna, it's strange that gets the status. The Masa Matan business we understand, but this is something we have a hard to understand. Also, the emuna of the emuna in the sense of nasasa nasata b'emuna. So, bottom line is, l'chura, it's simply a shaila of gzela. The issa that we're talking about, there's one issa that's koil all of dinim hamnis, and that's like sigzel. If a person did cheat somebody where it's past the gvul of the muta in terms of percentages, it's either mekatos or he's chayav to give back the money d'aynor. That's fine. So that's gzela. I mean, the added dimension of Amun, it includes things like Gneivas Das, which is not, doesn't seem to us to be, it's not Gzela. It's selling a person, Gneivas Das is fooling a person in an area that makes absolutely no difference to him. A guy walks in and he asks you if this is this Basar Shechuta, and you tell him yes, and it makes, in a way, it makes no difference whatsoever. It still is a Gneivas Das. So it's something that needs. I mean, why? Where's the Anshei Amun in that? Where's the Nemunis in that? And like Sigzel, we're talking about like Sigzel, but here talking about the extra dimension of Amunah is a Yashus that's really not Negeir Lemaisa. Person didn't come out losing him money. So it's either or. If you're talking about Gzela, so it's talking about Gzela. Don't do it at Muna and Amunah. It started because the person sold you a cheaper item and he charged more for it. But the bottom line is, it's a problem of Gzela. Me'idach Gisa, in the other inyanim where a person taka is forthright, even things that don't make a difference in mamnas, it's a very nice midah, it's a wonderful thing, but it doesn't seem to stand in a way that you Rishlaim would be chorov because people said that the shechita, that guy walked in and the person said it's pas Yisrael and it's not pas Yisrael. I mean, so what? I mean, Adat Yerushalayim is hard, not hard, very, very hard to understand. Some Mefarshim learn that the Inyanim, the two are connected, the two Emunas are connected, in the sense that a person who's Bateach HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't lie or cheat, he believes Panas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas here, it's, so one forces the other. But it's not Mashma like that. It's Mashma Ki'ilu, that they each one is an Inyan that has a right to be called a Emunah in its own right, and yet there is a kesher between the two. There's a Gemara in Tamid. The Gemara says the same Nusach. It says, Ezu derech yishara sheyivalei ha'adam. Now, it's a braisa that is coming off the Gemara in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, we know the what the Mishnah says. He says, however, satechaches, and then he says, v'yeshaimrim, yachzik be'emuna yisera. A person should be mischazik with a lot of emuna. Shenema einai b'nemoni oretz ha'shevesi madi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's special hashkocha on nemoni oretz to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi says, Rashi of Farish here, he says, "V'yesha miyazik b'emuna yisera, yisa v'yitin b'nei adam b'emuna, v'lo ya'anes habriyas." He should deal with them b'emuna, and he shouldn't cheat people. So interesting, he teaches it as being not a emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather a emuna with people. I assume the reason is because since it's the same Rebbe, Ezer Derech Yishar Shiva Adam, and in the Mishnah he says Teferes Loi Mina Adam and so on. It requires, it's something which has in itself an element. Derech Yishara means that it's straight between Ben Adam Lomakim Anu Chaveroi. That's the Derech Yishara. The Teferes Loi, when I say on Teferes Loi Adam, means the person is Mekayim, Ben Adam Chaveroi, Ben Adam Mokayim equally. That's a straight line that he walks. So here also, the Mechazik Be'emunah, the Masa Map with people, Be'emunah is something which is it's a Teferes Loi from both. So the Emunah that's Ben Adam Mokayim, the Emunah Chaveroi, come together when the person is Masa Map and Be'emunah Yisera. I also want to be medayik the word b'emuna yisera, because what does it mean b'emuna yisera? The loisenu ish asochiv is a lois asei, in as much as naveira it's an aveira. The Baal Korchach we're talking about a midah shabai, even in areas, it's loisigzel we define as a mais aveira. We don't define it as a midah. There's a little midah of gzela. There's an issa gzela. If it's possible to say the word amani yisera, even though it's speaking about inyanim that to us are like sigzel dik, but we're talking about a midah behind it rather than just the maisa iser and so on and so forth. So try to understand a little bit over here. What is the what's the inyan of emuna in both senses of the word, and how emuna straddles both, and exactly what is the expression of emuna over here? We say we say in davening v'neman atalachis mesim. Akadosh Baruch Hu was neman lachis mesim. So we understand we understand the description of v'neman as follows. Emuna starts with my belief, my understanding that something is right. It's I trust you, and we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised Chesed Hameisim, we trust him. It's jarring a little bit. We should say Maminim Onu Sheish Chesed Hameisim. Ani Man Bemuna Shleima is a statement that makes sense to us. We are Mamin. Mamin is our Mita. Do we believe? Do we not believe? Or do we have sfeikis? And so on and so forth. But why does it become HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mita? So the Rishonim say, when they speak about, in the Pasuk, Vayyadav Emunois, at Boiker, by Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Ramban, the Ebenezer, they say the word Emunois is from Lashon Oimdois and Kayomois. They stand, they're Mizkayim, Lashon Chayzik, like Yosei Neman Baltamoit. That's the way they describe the word. So the word emunos over there meant it doesn't mean faithful to whom. The word emuna over there, faithful to somebody, would be hard to describe. You could describe it that means he wants the hands to stay up and it's faithful to him. But Al-Kavan Rishonim learn that emunos is an internal quality of something. It's not something that is, it's not nemo to something. Now, it's voyar v'munas, you could teach in the pasuk meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu wants his hands to be up all day. The hands don't feel like it, the hands get very tired, and they drop, they're not faithful to the person. That could have been a pshat. The Rishonim, the Ebenezer, the Ramban, and others, they say it means it's an internal midah of emuna, that the person's hands, the Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, stay that way, and that's oimdeis and kayomois and choizik. Those are all descriptions of the midah of emuna. So I wanted the heret in Neman and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria. Mitzad the fact that the Bria is a creation, mitzad the fact that it's Yesh Me'ayin, then it should not have kiyum to it. It should not have a mitzias to it. It is nothing mitzad itself that warrants it having any kiyum or any arichus whatsoever, any amida. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria a midah that's called Ne'eman, that the Bria itself has in itself Kiyum and Amida and Chayzik. That which stands and remains like that, that's called the midah of Ne'eman. Lamashal, let's take something we take for granted. You ask somebody who works with Seichel, and he tells you that everything that you drop falls down to the earth. And you ask him, well, how do you know it? So if the person says it's muchrach, it's one thing. But if a person says, every single person who's ever held, who's ever let go of a rock, the rock fell down. So Demis is logically, there's no chreach for that. There are, a car starts 10,000 times, and the 10,001 time doesn't start. It's not, there's not any chreach mitzad the thing itself. The chreach is because we take it for granted that the world is built with a mid of kiyum. Things that are kayam, things that are meant to be kayam, are kayam. And the chukei ateva are meant to be kayam, and they're made with that midah, and therefore, as long as we're oimed on that this is a chayk of teva, then we associate kiyam with that automatically, because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. There are no surprises in those inyanim that are meant to be inyanim kayamim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he made the bria, added ne'emonis into it. Or so Ramban that says the Vayar is the kiyum of the Bria, but that's a midah. It's a midah that the things in themselves, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a midah that goes very much to the sheirish of it being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ma'is Yadayim. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kayum, Havaya and kiyum is part of the very definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too Kiyum is the core meat of the Bria. That's one of the reasons why Nisim don't last, because a Nes, I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu is brought down this. He took a mate and he turned it into a Nachash. Yes, he turned it into a Nachash. But that's not part of what's included in the Kiyum of the Bria. There's an Oma Vaye and there's a Tziva Vayamoit. There was no Tziva Vayamoit on that Indian. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a moment of Oma Vayehi to a certain nais that he wanted, and therefore that nais became, but that nais never was part of the world of Tziva Vayamoit. And therefore, it has no kiyum. Kiyum is a separate midah. The midah that things can stay and stand and persevere and remain that way forever, that's called ne'emonus. And it goes in certain hadraga. It's a midah of ne'emonus, means how strong and how faithful is the thing. When a person is a maimin, so two things. The person himself takes inyanim that are ruchniyim, and like we said before, the Moshe Nisim have a weak kiyum in this Bria because not part of the Bria. The Maral says that Divrei Torah is kosher, lichdos like zov and kesev, and it's nerch kal abdom like lizchuchis. So he explains, because Kli Zchuchis don't have a strong kiyum. They're not really part of this world. They're kind of very, very refined. Things that are very coarse and thick and chaymerdik have in themselves a kiyum, because they're very much part of the kiyum of the world. This world is a world of offer, and things that are very offerdik tend to be niskayim. Those in Yanim that are refined, that are ruchni, are not part of this world. So even if a person succeeds to bring him into this world, down to this world, they don't have kiyum. So you see that there's a distinction between the midah of being and the midah of lasting, and so on. So emunah is the quality, that the reason why we have a problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes nisim and iflos. And we saw them, and yet there's constantly bickering, you know, vayamru b'yamsuf, and this and that, and yanoim mantem bi, and so on. I mean, mele we say that, but we have a problem with because we never saw the chatchil and so on and so forth. But Dura Midbar saw it. Even people who experience profound events that leave an impression on them that is a profound mark of emuna, it wavers. The Teretz says because they're lacking in the metzias of this world. Anything that is out of this world, when a person is aimed on some sort of scientific fact, it becomes part of the person. The person puts it into his arsenal of equations and doesn't let go of it. This is now we've discovered this chelik metzias, and it's another metzias. In yonim ruchim, it's not like that, because that's the nature of it, that those in yonim are kind of they're fragile. They don't have that kiyum, and a person has to work hard to imbue it with that midah. And that's why those in yonim are lacking it in emunah. The midah of emunah in two ways. A person who is not a maimon. In the process to get to emunah is one thing. So if a person has a suffix, and a reasonable suffix, but it's not there yet, so on and so forth, that's one thing. The problem of emunah lamashal in Bahar, everybody says, yeah, there's a Eibush in the Welt. Yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zonah Mefarnes. Yes. No shilas about that. But 3 years I close up my shop and there's no business and I have a family to feed. So what happens? I mean, beforehand, you didn't know that there's 3 years coming. The Teretz is translating an Indian that's a haftach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not something that's in the metzias of the world requires emunah to give it that solidity that physical things have. There was a time when money in the bank people looked at as being a risk. The equivalent in 300 years ago, put money in the bank was the equivalent to buying a high risk stock, and that's why people looked at it that way, and it was considered to be like a risk. Today we look at it as being a metzias, for whatever reason. I'm not going to the economics of it, but for whatever reason, our perception did change. Old time people keep money in the mattresses. It's dangerous. They could be fired, be robbers. But the bank is an unknown. The bank is nothing. I can't feel the dollar bills. All I have is a piece of paper that's printed. I don't have I can't sit and rustle the paper again and again and get my hands into it. The midah of emunah is the midah of giving a metzias to inyanim that are not that way. So that's true in the midah of emunah klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To bring in the inyanim of ruchnias into this world and to give it a strength, I relate to it in a way that's as palpable as things that are physical, and b'meila those things become metzias kayamas. In the Maso Matan, the Maso Matan is the place where the person creates the metzias in this world. This is where the person himself. So when talking about gzela, the ma'isik gzela, the isik gzela, fine. That's a very specific avera. But Nasasa and Nasata Be'emuna is talking about a different inyan. If things are not what they're meant to be, the things that I described, the things that I promised, in the world of Bein Adam, the equivalent of Bein Adam Lamakom, in the lack of tangibility, expresses itself in terms of my descriptions and promises and so on. I promised somebody I'll deliver something by Thursday, I deliver it Tuesday afterwards. I told him it's this and this quality, it's not quite this and this quality. I describe it in one way, it's not the same thing. I sell you a field, the field is not, it doesn't stick around. The field disappears after a few years because it's going to disappear in Shemitah. It's a type of field that goes away in Shemitah. All of those are in Yanim that Adam to this world I impose on this world descriptions, promises, and so on. If they're not be'emuna, so I'm not putting emuna into the world. And it comes from a few different sibas. One siba is a person's greedy or whatever it is, but there's a deeper siba. You always find, Lamashal, people that are dishonest don't trust other people either. The Kapaisel, Paisel Mumai, but there's a deeper nekuda to it. If to me a word is a joke, then to the other person, then words are jokes. Things don't, there are no things in this world that have a real metzias. A rock has a real metzias. Even that you could hollow out and who knows what. But words, agreements, evaluations, prices, all of those things don't have a metzias. That's the way it is. If that's my attitude, then it's hard for me to understand that it could be different than that. The avoda of masa matne be'emuna goes far more than zehirus and gzeling David. Other persons should be shortchanged. It's putting a metzias into this world. There's a fascinating story. There was a bacher in the Mir in Europe, very very known, who he printed up the old Ramchal's Das Tvunis and so on, and he was a tremendous balavoyder, bal musa. I think his name was Bigger, if I'm not mistaken. And he did a lot of Zika Rabbim. He was an extraordinary person. One of the things he did was he had like a store in the yeshiva where people took stuff, I guess it was cost price, like goods, or dry goods and stuff, and they would pay, and everything was an honor system. He once found some discrepancy, and he closed it down. If the world had a muna in it, there couldn't be a metzias where things would be that which they're not, which they ought not to be, or they ought not to be. A word and a promise and a takana should be as solid as that which is a physical metzias. And if it's not, that's lacking in emuna, in amana in this world. So the parasha of emuna is that things themselves, that the ruchnistic of things, the things, and I'm talking ruchnis, I mean when a person promises somebody else, agrees to something and so on, that's ruchni in the sense. It's not physical. These are just, these are things that I was malbish on the world. That's where Avodas Adam is, that the person puts substance into it. It says, Nechmer Shalayim El Shabaskan Shemana. So Chazal give two inyanim. One inyan is the person, like we said before, Anshe Mana in Divrei Torah, they were okay with. That wasn't the reason with. Well, was the Anshe Mana that the person was saying that he knows this, he doesn't know it, and so on. It doesn't seem to us like we asked, not a very big aver, it doesn't seem to be in Dvar on Jewish Olam. L'chav Yishlaim doesn't mean that we're not talking necessarily of an avera bad enough to be machav a city. We're talking about something else. Chazal say a netzach is Yerushalayim. In the Chosh and Gula Bagvur, the first netzach is Yerushalayim. Of the things in this world, since Yerushalayim is the machav of the Eben Shasiyah, Shemenu Hushtas Ha'olam, the world stands at Eben Shtiyah. Hushtas means it was planted on top of it. It's a lush chase is the one, the solid rock. Hevel and Kayan were not rocks you could build on. Chase is that which you can place something. The yesod on which you can plant something. So Yerushalayim is that makom. Yerushalayim should not be charev mitzad atzma. Other cities come and go because it's the nature of things in this world. They come and go. Umas come and go. Every umma has its day in the spotlight. Every city has its glory, and then it fades off and fades and so on. And that's norm. But Yerushalayim is supposed to be netzach. Because that's the Metzias. If it's not Netzach, then what are you building on? That's the rock that you build on, a bedrock, or else there's nothing to build on. If in your Shalayim, the Midah that counts is Emana. And if something, and if there was a Gilui, so if the Divrei Torah, if the presentation of its Ruchnius is false, in other words, it's presenting the Tam Kramz, and he's knowing Shas, and he doesn't know it. So it's not the specific Avera. Specific Avera is an element of some sort of Emes, a Gaiva, a Sheker, whatever. But you're talking about, it's not of real substance. The Shas that the person knows doesn't exist. And therefore, it's a Chisarin Amana. The Chavashayim Shapaska Anshe Amana goes to the heart of what is the Midah of Yerushalayim. And the Mela, the Pgam is an Amana. And Chazal have a choice. Chazal said that there are two Amanas that's Nageyatu. There's the Amanim of Dinyanim Ruchniyim per se, the Midah of Torah, and Amana in terms of Maso Matan. And Maso Matan is the area where we bring Amana into it. And that's where it was Lucky, and that's where it was Pagum. Let's extend it over to our Inyanim, on both sides, on both halves of it. A mistake in the world is that working on Amuna is a lifetime affair of reading proofs and arguments and discussions and so on and so forth. It's not a lifetime of working on Amuna really. That's how to get to Amuna, and again, everyone relegates it to a problem in Amuna. Somebody would argue with you, and you couldn't answer. You could answer, and you see things you don't. That's the arena in which somehow Emunah's, the battle of Emunah's been around. The truth is, Emunah mitzad, the Midah that it represents, is really the measure of the substantiveness of what I believe. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person has a soul not faithful to their spouse, the Midah doesn't lie because the person decided that's such a good shidduch. That's not where the chisaron didn't lie. I thought it over now, and I realized it's not a good shidduch. The chisaron lies because what does a shidduch mean to me? What does marriage mean to me? Emunah is the quality of, is it chok v'layavar? Is it something which has in itself the tziva v'yamotit? Or is it just the Amar Vayehi? The quality of giving substance to things that are still at the stage of Vayehi, that's where it is. So when a person, Lamashal, when the first half of Emunah, and Bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a test of where a person, how strong does he feel that this is really going to, is this Emes? And again, we're not talking, let's not talk about very high madrigas where a person leaves the basket outside and waits for somebody to put in the bread and so on, the big balei bitachon. The real test, like many sfarim right over here as the pshat, is if I be'emes believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zonim afinis, then taking something that I'm not allowed to take should not be, it's not the pshat I should be omer b'nisoyen. I should understand that this is not where it's going to come from. The person, just like if somebody is thirsty, drinking salt water is not going to do it for him, and everybody understands that. Sometimes the taiva gets a person like Lorelenu and almost at sea, and there's a taiva in it. But mitzad the das, there's never a havam in it other than the fact that he's killing himself by drinking salt water. But sometimes the taiva and drinking taiva gets better. But a person mechamemka where he feels cheating will do it. There's a lashon about ribis, that somebody takes ribis is this man. The Gemara says v'loy oid alash oisim Rabbeinu Moshe Chacham. He makes Moshe Rabbeinu into Chacham as lashon saginor, into idiot. He's saying Moshe, if Moshe would know how good in business ribis is, he would certainly do it. A person should understand that whatever I'm trying to get out of the business, doing what it, just like if I buy something for a higher price than it can sell, I'm not going to make money. No one's going to delude himself into thinking that if I'm overpaying for it, I'm going to pull a profit on it. So why do I think that cheating, I'll pull a profit? I'll pull a profit today, but tomorrow will be gone. Somebody, he gets a bill from the IRS to pay X amount of money. Person says, well, am I stupid? I want to spend it. I want to buy something new for myself. You know, I'm not going to support the government. But he knows that he'll get another letter in a month, and another letter in 3 months, and then it will cost him an awful lot more than that. The person has no doubts about it, because it's a metzias to him. The inyanim of bein adam lemakim in emuna, the avoda is to give it a metzias. The person learns to say to himself, if it's wrong, then it's not going to work. It might work, just like if I don't pay my tax bill, it'll work for a month. For a month, I'll have an extra few $1,000 in my pocket. But I'm eating my hand to feed myself. It's not going anyplace because it'll cost a lot more afterwards. That's that half emuna. And a person with his anhaga in this world gives them a meaning that there's a concept of emuna. That there are things other than physical realities in this world. If a person promises to do something, I'll talk about money, we're not talking about anything. A person, it's a tremendous midah as you go on in life. You know there are people that are dependable. There are people you can rely on. If he said he'll do it, he did it. It's a fact, you can count on it. And there are people that boast about it, but don't deliver on it. And then it's more than just, okay, it didn't happen, I lost X or Y. There's no, the need of dependability is gone. There's no amuna in the world, there's no aman in the world, it isn't. Things aren't what they ought to be. The only things that are real are physical laws of nature, and that's it. When a person is naisib and naisib amuna, the person is bringing into this world a metzias of amuna into this world, which then spreads to other yanim as well. The Muni Yisera that we're talking about here is certainly not, it's not shaykh to say Muni Yisera on Isurim and on Maisa Mitzvahs. It's not, what do you mean Yisera? The Yisera is going that if a person said, I'll be there at this time, he's there at this time. The person says, I will do it, I can't do it. The things are exactly what the person said they are, and what he's responsible to, and what he's committed to do. All of those in Yonim that fall under what we would call trust, and so on. That person brings into this world an inyan of emuna that is it's a shchein eretz or rei emuna, that a person living this world. So the word rei emuna could go both ways. It could mean a person picks up emuna. Some farshim know that way. You know, a person he lives off Akash Baruch Hu through emuna and Akash Baruch Hu. It also means a person feeds the world with emuna. A person in his ma'isim and hoga brings into the world a musik. The reason why people are not inspired by the purim of people, it sounds good. It's but it's not real. It's not. It doesn't work. That's not the way the world is. All if we think about it, the notes we pick up are. That the things that we espouse in ruchnius and morality, etc., are nice words, but they're not of substance. They're not emes in the sense that they're a real metzias. When a person's own life, klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person behaves with the understanding that the tzivuyim of the Torah are a metzias, and the person's emunah klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that if the Zonim Mefana said 3 years you can't plow your field, then 3 years parnasa comes someplace else. If the person understands it that way, and he lives it that way, if the person doesn't steal, not because there's an issa clamped on him, but stealing doesn't exist. Just like a person can't eat something his body can't digest, a person can't absorb money that's not meant for him. It can look like him. If a person eats something that he can't digest, it goes into his stomach, but it comes out unused. He can't. It's not his. It's not for him. If a person treats things like that that way, and me'idach gisa, a person copies HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nida v'ne'emon. In other words, emuna starts because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nida is v'ne'emon. If a person is a ne'emon, then he feeds the world emuna. The world says, yes, there's a metzias of promising, of saying, of being committed, and it becomes like steel. It's a real metzias. That person is mamshech emuna from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, from himself to the world. And the two inyanim, the emuna, the anshe emuna of Torah, the anshe emuna of Masa Matan, is one inyan. It's the one midah that the Bein Adam Lemok and Chaver come together. The person who treats HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Neman and treats HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inyanim as a midam be'emuna, and he's a maimon because he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bria as being imbued with emunas, that person projects emuna. That person himself lives with emuna, and on the most basic level that brings that mashpia emuna onto the world, because it people, it impresses on people that things that ought to be are. Things that are lemaila min ateva are also teva. The things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ama vayehi become tziva vayamoid. There's no such thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just put air into the world. It's not true physically. It's not true in the Torah either. And as the person does that, he's mamshich the core midah. The core midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is avaya. That it's netzach, that it's emes, that there's nothing about it that's temporary, possible, cause of, or anything like that. If a person's own hanhag and own midah is like that, that's his way of bringing emunah into the world. Shabbos.